Of course, 2009 is just days away, as many of us know. And we've been looking at what 2009 holds for us with some of our takeaway friends and contributors. They've been giving us a sneak peek of things that we need to look out for in the new year. For what's going to be happening in Hollywood, we turn to author Sharon Waxman. She's the editor and chief of the blog, therapnews.com. She joins us from Santa Monica. Welcome, Sharon. And clearly percolating here is a strike at the Screen Actors Guild. What are some of the issues on the table, and what's the timeline on this?
Yeah, all of Hollywood is on edge at the moment as the year draws to a close and looking ahead at 2009, because there is a very real possibility that the entertainment industry could be on strike for the second time in a year. And it's over the very same issues that the Writers Guild was battling the studios over last year, which has to do with the money that is earned off of internet distribution of television shows and movies. So basically, to just break it down in a basic way, the actors want more money from the money that is earned off of internet sales, which is maybe it could be downloads or can be sales that just take place on other kinds of streaming platforms. But the studios say, well, they don't make enough money on their movies and television shows to begin with, because the marketing is so expensive and the margins are so tight, and that nobody's really figured out how we make money off the internet anyway, and it's premature.
Is it fair to say that there's a real split in the guild as to those who are supporting the notion of a strike and those who are not?
Oh, yeah. There's a huge split in the guild right now, and that's one of the main reasons that we don't actually know, as we head into the new year, whether SAG is going to even have the authorization from its own members to go on strike. But you have these two rival lists, these petitions that are going around, and you have major actors like George Clooney who have signed petitions saying, no, we do not want to strike at this time. The economy's in terrible condition. They didn't say we should take the deal that's being offered by the studios, which is a package of $250 million. But they are saying this is not the right time to strike. And then you've got a much more activist bloc, which the guild says is bigger than the other one, but, you know, who knows? And that's people like it's Mel Gibson and Ed Asner who have signed that list. So you've got dueling petitions right now.
So they're going to start off the new year with some very serious issues on the table about 2009 and into the future. But there's certainly some other trends that you've noticed that we can be looking to next year. Let's talk about independent studios. This time next year, are there going to be any left?
That's a really good question. Independent studios have been struggling terribly this year. And again, this has to do with this huge seismic change that's going on in the media and the entertainment industries as a whole. We've seen it already with the music industry, which I described yesterday to a friend as already melted in a puddle on the floor, while the movie industry and TV industries are just icebergs that are just starting to trickle. So what we're going to see is more struggling to figure out how to get movies, particularly independent movies, in front of people who want to see those movies, because the theaters aren't really carrying them anymore. Or when they carry them, they carry them for a week or 2 weeks. It's really hard to get a toehold in theaters where you need to build word of mouth, and that takes time. And there's too many movies, and this has been building up over years, you know, since the whole trend of Sundance becoming a huge cultural event and everybody picking up a video camera, making their own film. And now there's too many of those films, and there's all these little distributors that aren't able to make it. So Bob Yari's company, which made Crash, which was the Oscar winner, Best Picture, just declared bankruptcy. And there's a lot of companies that are tearing. Harvey Weinstein's company, the Weinstein Company. There's all these reports of credit problems there. So independent distribution is undergoing big changes, and we'll have to wait and see which companies can survive.
And you mentioned the credit crunch. I mean, clearly it couldn't have come at a worse time for independent studios who are already struggling to gain traction.
Right. We should actually talk about the biggest independent studio, which is DreamWorks. DreamWorks, you know, which was bought by Paramount 3 years ago, is now heading off on its own. That relationship didn't work out very well. They make about 6 to 10 movies a year. They just found financing from this huge Indian media conglomerate called Reliance to raise over $1 billion to allow them to kind of leave Paramount, take their projects with them, let Steven Spielberg do what he wants to do. And they're having trouble raising the rest of the money. In other words, they have a certain amount of money that this Indian company is putting into the production for them, to their capitalization, but they have to go out and raise about another $700 million. And in the current climate, that's very hard to do.
I mean, they're about a quarter of a billion short, right?
There's a whole lot of spin going on at the moment. But right now, Steven Spielberg himself is floating the company. And apparently Reliance is going to help put in some money so they can buy these projects from Paramount that they have to do by the middle of January. This has a really big impact, serious consequences for the kinds of movies that they're going to be able to make. So, for example, Steven Spielberg and Peter Jackson are supposed to be making Tintin, you know, the adventure story.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Huge 3D, $130 million project, and it's probably a low estimate is my guess. They have to have the money to do that. And that this is not a theoretical question. This will be whether that movie goes forward or not, whether they can raise a lot of money in a really difficult fundraising climate.
And with Spielberg bankrolling his own company, DreamWorks, I mean, the whole Madoff scandal can't be anything but a gigantic headache because half of Hollywood seems to be involved in that in some way, or at least involved in the losses.
There are absolutely big Hollywood figures who are involved with Madoff and Katzenberg. Jeffrey Katzenberg from DreamWorks Animation, Steven Spielberg's partner in founding DreamWorks, is one of them. I don't believe that we've learned that Steven Spielberg personally invested with him, but his charities have, which is, you know, worse. And so pretty much all of the big media moguls and the big Hollywood have really been hit very hard this year. The Madoff scandal is one aspect, but just the way the stock market has dropped so dramatically has had also a really big impact on the personal fortunes of a lot of people in Hollywood.
From your experience, and you know Hollywood really well, Sharon, do you think that these are just temporary setbacks given the economic climate, or are these just trends that are indicative of what's happening to content-driven material that Hollywood produces?
I think you've got two different trends going on, and so you have to look at them slightly separately, but together at the moment, they're creating a really bad cocktail, actually. But one is the transformation of the media landscape in terms of how people use media, how they consume it. That's everything we know about people going to the internet more and watching TV less, people using TiVo, which is affecting what advertisers want to spend on advertising. It has to do with newspapers struggling to keep readers and to keep advertisers. And the movie industry, for the moment, has been more or less, the big studios have felt more or less intact. But the change is really coming for those guys, too. Look at television with NBC just moving Jay Leno into the 10 p.m. primetime hour. These are really big changes that are just the beginning of the kinds of transformational changes I think we're going to see, not just this year, but over, say, the next 5 years. You have to combine that with the sort of really unprecedented economic situation that we're in at the moment that makes everything kind of more difficult. And so those two things together, I think, create an unusual period of uncertainty and anxiety for the entertainment industry. Combine that with a strike just makes it even more kind of murky. But basically, for the moment, people still go to the movies. It's not like the car industry. People are going. They want to be entertained. No, seriously, because that is still a multi-billion-dollar industry.
Mm-hmm.
But the question of change and the feeling that change is out there, they don't know what it is sort of really a cloud that sort of hangs over everything.
There's some happy thoughts there from our friend Sharon Waxman. Sharon's an author and editor of therapnews.com. Thank you.
Hollywood sounds more like Halloween. Well, anyway, the Detroit Lions made history yesterday as being the biggest loser in the NFL, 0-16. Tell us your comeback story at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Anytime there's a fire sale, there are going to be bargains. And if you know how to buy at a fire sale, you're going to be better off than others. And those people who know how to buy are really getting ready to buy big.
A lot of consultants in D.C. are getting ready to buy big. That's Eric Lipton from the New York Times talking about the bailout industry in Washington, D.C. Yeah, you should check that out on our podcast. You can subscribe now at thetakeaway.org or iTunes. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Adora Udoji, and this is The Takeaway.